This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening from the Mother City here on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio K Pulpit. You're here with the 180 Degrees girls, Zoe George.
And Inga Stoffels. My goodness. It's going to be such a fun show because this is the last Monday of 2021.
Mm-hmm. You are with us on the final Monday of 2021.
Yeah. The next one after this is 2022. It's crazy how this year flew by. I feel like I just blinked it away. What is time?
I am excited for the next year. I mean this year. And as we will speak about in our show, we'll be doing, you know, a couple of things, speaking about what we've been through this year, how this year has been. But this year has been quite an eventful year. But it has been a good one, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm. Good things have happened this year. I feel like many people have experienced this year very differently. Some thought it was like 2022.0. Some people had a really good year. If you guys would like to let us know how you found this year, and we would love to hear from you, please WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657, or you can SMS us at 37988. We would love to reflect with you guys as well. It's always nice to do things together.
Yes, it is, because we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear how this year was for you, what you are expecting for 2022, and we are just excited for this show ahead.
Yeah, so let's just head on into this fun song as we start What's Down in Cape Town for the last time.
Cape Town. What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town. Now we are in the final What's Down in Cape Town for this year, and because we are entering new frontiers, I thought it would be quite appropriate if we featured hiking trails on this week's What's Down in Cape Town. I have three fantastic trails I think you guys might want to check out just before the year ends. You know, we've got a couple more days, or if you can't, you can do it in the new year. It's a great way to go up, because then, you know, that I just think it's fun to go hiking. The first one is Bobayans River Trail, situated in the scenic Limic Nature Reserve. This trail takes you above the river that gives it its name, eventually ending at a majestic waterfall. Along the way, you'll cross the Vita River, where you can take a refreshing dip in its cool waters. This hike should take about 6 hours. And it's important to know that all Cape Nature Reserve requires visitors to do is purchase a permit that they can access any of the hiking trails. This trail is child-friendly, but mostly for fit teenagers, which a lot of you are. It's not friendly for dogs, however, so unfortunately you cannot bring Fido on this one. It costs about 50 rand to enter and 30 rand for children. 50 rand is for adults, the 30 rand is for children. And you can find it in Bainskloof Corner Lodge in the Lemietberg Nature Reserve. The next one is in Parel Rock. This hiking trail takes you on top of a large granite rock that looms over the Parel Mountain Reserve, offering views of flourishing fynbok fields and the mountains beyond. From here, it's just a short hike to the summit of a second, even larger rock formation known as the Bretanga Rock. And along the way, you'll spot a cannon that was once used to signal the arrival of ships in Table Bay. Feel free to explore the numerous footpaths that wind their way throughout the beautiful reserve. And once you're done, reward yourself with a relaxing packed lunch in the picnic area. Now, this trail is a little bit shorter than the other ones at just 2 hours. It is child-friendly, but just keep in mind that if you're bringing a pram on this trail, you know, this trail is not exactly sorted for some prams, so you might want to carry your little ones if you do bring them. It's not dog-friendly at all, unfortunately, and it costs about 52 rand per vehicle that enters this trail. However, you are charged an additional 17 rand per passenger on weekends and public holidays. Entrance is free during the week. You can find this hiking trail on Parel Mountain Reserve and 6 Jan Phillips Mountain Drive in Parel. And then last but certainly not the least, because I really like this name, is Jason's Hill Hiking Route. Not only does Jason's Hill private cellar produce multi-award-winning wines, but it also boasts a hiking trail with an enchanting scenery and straggling streams, wondrous waterfalls, and an abundance of beautiful wildlife. All nature lovers can experience this firsthand. The 6.5-kilometer trail departs from Jason's Hill between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. every Monday to Sunday, and between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturdays, so, you know, you can get a little bit of a rest. The duration of this trail is between 3 and 4 hours, depending on how fit you are. It is child friendly. However, if you are coming with someone under 18, they require some parental supervision. And yeah, dogs are actually not permitted on this hiking trail, unfortunately, so you cannot bring your furry friends with you. And then, yeah, it costs about 30 rand to enter, and it is found at Jason's Hill Private Cellar in Slanghoek Road, in Slanghoek Valley in Rawsonville. So yeah, that's a pretty fun place you might want to check out, you guys. I think it's quite fun. I love hiking. I got into it actually a little this year. So if you guys would like to take these trails, you can totally find them within the next few days, still during 2021 or in the new year. Now let's just head on into the groovy movie section of the show.
Zoe on 180 Degrees. Groovy movie, all Rudy. Hey! Wap-a-di-di-da-ba-di bamboo!
Boom!
Time to watch the movies.
Now we are in the groovy movie section of the show, you guys. For the final time, I literally cannot comprehend the fact that 2021 is over.
I keep taking in all these moments, you know, what's down, groovy movie, everything. I'm just taking it in.
Yes.
Almost like it's never going to happen again. But
right.
I mean, it's just a different feel being the last one in 2021.
Right. I feel very nostalgic having to look back at the year, and it's insane. But let me start giving clues about the groovy movie and try not to give this one away. This week's groovy movie comes from a film that was originally a play on Broadway. I loved it. I went to watch it in the cinemas when it first came out. It's a beautiful play. However, I will say I was very young when I watched it and completely missed the entire message of this whole
thing. Did you rewatch it, though? Did you rewatch it as you were older?
I did, and I was like, oh my gosh, Injustice? What? I was taken aback, you guys. If you guys have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and we really, really hope you do, whether it's from watching the actual film that came out, seeing it on Broadway, or even participating in a play. I know someone who has been in a production of this on some sort of, not Broadway because it's South Africa, but it was some sort of theater house. So if you guys are familiar with the song and know what I'm talking about, please, please, please get in contact with us for the last time this year. You can WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657, or you can SMS us at 37988. Now just sit back and listen to what the song is, because we have a feeling you know exactly what movie this is. 180 Degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Right now, www.imymovements.co.za.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
So we just brought the heat here musically on 180 Degrees, 729 AM. And before we brought that sonic beat, we asked you guys another song that formed a part of this week's groovy movie. Now, as I said before, it's a song from a musical, a song from a film that was quite popular. I actually liked this song particularly very much, and a lot of you guys have sent in answers. You guessed some other songs, but a lot of you knew the movie right away. So I'm just going to give you the answer just like that.
Because you don't like suspense.
Yes! A whole year has passed and I still don't like suspense. So this week's groovy movie is Welcome to the 60s from the 2007 movie, but you know the play came out much, much earlier, called Hairspray. It was quite a fun one. All of you guys who guessed correctly, you can give yourselves a pat on the back one final time. because you know good cinema. But you will continue to know good cinema as we come back again next year.
Yes.
But yeah, let's just head on into the interview. We're doing things a little bit differently. We're like interviewing each other almost.
Mm. And we decided, you know, since it is the last show for 2021, and you obviously haven't heard us interview each other, we're going to try something a little bit differently, you know, just to keep things different here on 180 Degrees.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for this because, you know, we are at the end and this is the best time for us to really just reflect on what this year was. And this was quite a year. Like you said, it's been a good year. We've experienced changes. We've gone through things. And I'm really excited to talk to the audience about it. In fact, anyone listening, if you guys would also like to tell us how you have fared during the year, and we would love to hear from you, please WhatsApp us at 081-729-1657. I repeat, 081-729-1657. So yeah, let's start off with some highlights from the show, Inga. Do you have any favorite moments from doing 180 Degrees this year?
I would definitely say my favorite moments in the show is always the interviews we've had with a couple of organizations.
Yes.
With women starting their small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I think those in particular is like the highlights of the show for me. And even the financial things that we've had. We've had financial advisors. We've had representatives from SARS or wherever they'd be working from. And I think that was... I like the balance of the show this
year.
So
true.
It wasn't just, okay, let's just have fun. It was quite a nice balance for me.
Yeah.
And I think we've kind of found that over time.
Yes.
And I think that is the main highlight for me. Also, the groovy movie. That is always the highlight of my show.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's actually so true. We've actually spoken to a lot of, like, you know, small organizations, non-NGOs, NPOs, as well as small businesses. And in these COVID times where a lot of businesses have struggled with, you know, the shrunken economy, I think it's very good that we gave them not necessarily exposure, but that we were able to just talk to them. You know,
yes.
I love it. And
yes.
especially the NGOs, when I hear about the beautiful things they do for communities. And also, whenever we have a representative come on, you can really tell that they have a heart for what they're doing.
Yes. Like, and that's the thing. With each of them, you don't get the same thing over and over. Like, you know, you would expect maybe, okay, they struggled during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then one comes and says, COVID was actually good because it made them think differently. It made them do things differently. So I think for me, that was also like not knowing what the answer is going to be or what the experience is and just hearing from different perspectives.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was like, for example, when we had the MUT representatives come on for about 2 months and they brought different types of, you know, lecturers and MUT rep coaches and stuff. And though they asked similar questions, they all had vastly different answers.
Yes.
Because they all had different takes on how they wanted to help people.
Yes, and how they got to heard.
Yeah.
Got to hear of MUT.
Yeah.
So I think that was absolutely amazing, you know. And one thing that this year has taught me with the many different people we've interviewed is that everyone has their own perspective.
So true.
And something like Zoe and I might be working in the same place, but something might be fun for her and then a different thing is fun for me.
Yeah, very
like,
true.
There's so many different things going on and different things happening, and I think that was, you know, really the highlight was just the different perspectives. I love that.
That's actually really cool. I didn't actually think about it like that, but that's really nice.
So Zoe, do you I'm putting on my interviewer hat, and you're the interviewee now. So Zoe, can you share some highlights of your personal life, family life, highlights for Zoe in 2021?
Well, I think this year is actually characterized by a lot of, for me personally, on that level, a lot of emotional strife. But I did find a lot of joy in what I went through this year. I will say one of my highlights is attending. So I have two siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them, my oldest sister, has children. She has four daughters, and two of them, they're adorable. Two of them have graduated. The one is going to big school.
Love it.
And,
love that.
Yeah. And the other one is going to high school. I attended the third daughter, her name is Hannah. Mm. I attended Hannah's graduation into big school, and just seeing her, the preschool that she goes to, they organize gowns and like those hats that people throw for the kids.
The High School Musical hats.
Yeah.
Call it the High School Musical hats.
Mm-hmm. And all her other sisters have gone through those things, and to see her go through it as well, it was so heartwarming.
Absolutely love it.
And then to see the oldest sister, Deborah, get ready for high school. You know, I just know that she's about to go through this insane change. You know, she's going to be 14 next year, which is insane. Because I was literally like almost there when she was born. And to see her become a fully realized adult and just watch my nieces grow and know that I'm going to be able to relate to them in a different way now because they're getting older and becoming more aware of the world. That has been a highlight for me. Then next, I think, would have to just... It really ties into me watching my nieces get older, but just the newfound appreciation I have had for my family. Like, we've gone through quite a bit this year, but despite all the challenges we've gone through, I think that we have always maintained a close-knit relationship.
Yes.
We've never really had, like, any issues, and I'm just so thankful about that. Coming to the end of the year and really looking over not just the things we've gone through this year, but just, like, in general, that is... And to see how we've just come back so much closer from that, that is amazing for me to see. And I really, that's been a highlight for me, just seeing that, you know, especially when you know that not everyone has that family dynamic.
Yes.
I'm very blessed to have the family that I do and that we all love each other the way that we do.
That's absolutely amazing. Amazing, Zoe.
Yeah.
And, you know, personal life-wise... I would say it has been a lot of things for me to get used to because, I mean, I got...
You had a baby this year.
Last year, I got married and I had to get used to wife life. Then this year, I had to get used to mom life. And, I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. I'm just, you know, I've been enjoying it. 2021 was a good year for me. 2021, yes, it came with lots of challenges because, you know, now you're doing things differently. You not get fully into wife life and now you have to, like, you know, balance everything.
Yeah, it's insane.
But, I mean, you know, sometime we're going to have to get through those things and what better than for me to just do it all at once.
Right?
But that's how I took it. Like, I took it as in, you know, I'm getting used to it. I will be, you know, getting used to it for the next couple of...
Like 20
months,
years.
I want to say months, but years, because, you know, once they've grown up and you feel like, okay, I've got this down. And then you hear, oh, second child.
Literally, you're like, ooh.
And then it's something new you have to get used to. So I think the new experiences for me were good. And even through lockdown and COVID, like, I don't like to spend a lot of time or a lot of energy on COVID, but I would love, like... It has been amazing for me. My personal life has been good. Home life has been good. I've really just been enjoying everything to the fullest. So, and coming here every Monday, like, that has been a good, how can I say, like, escape. Not escape, but a break for me. Mm. Who goes to work and says it's a break? Like,
right? This is such a fun job.
But yes, it is like a breath of fresh air, and I absolutely love it.
Might I say from my side, it looks like you're really handling this new change in lifestyle of now being a wife and the mom so well. Like, I feel like it hasn't really, knowing you from before, I met you like literally like 5 minutes after you got married, but like... But, like, knowing your daughter and, like, how you haven't really changed, which is a good thing. Like,
yes.
Obviously, you've become more maternal, but it's never really, like, affected you negatively, I don't think.
Yes. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you. Aww. Zoe on 180 degrees.
Inga on 180 degrees.
So, Zoe, I know you are studying and you've been having a lot of, you know, when did I become the interviewer in this session?
This is incredible. I love it, though.
But Zoe, I know you've, you know, been going through a lot of things career-wise, work-wise, student-wise. How has this year been for you as a student and in terms of your career? How has it been for you?
Well, as a student, like, I don't know how many of you guys out there know this, but I am currently a third year LLB student studying through the University of South Africa.
Hey now. That is a mouthful.
Oh my goodness. It is a brain full because of all the books I have to read on a regular basis, the cases I have to familiarize myself with, the legislation. Like, it literally never ends because every day there are new cases or new legislations being promulgated. It's insane. So this year, UNISA did things a little bit differently, essentially doubling my workload. And I wasn't sure how I was going to handle it. And you know what? I ended up finishing the year. The year did not finish me. So.
Oh, love that. Finishing strong.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So I think that knowing that I'm going to start fourth year, well, we actually haven't gotten our results back yet. We'll only probably have them early July. I mean, January. Oh, my goodness. Why did I get confused? We'll probably have them early January. So within the next couple of weeks, I'll know exactly how I did during the examinations, which were tough. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that's been really nice. One thing I did do this year that kind of relates very directly to my degree and studying is that I was able to intern at an actual law firm, which was a godsend. Because before that point in time, I guess everyone kind of has their doubts about whether or not they're in the right career path. So getting to actually...
Until you get to the practical side of it.
Yeah, because studying and actually performing in the job that you study towards is very different. And getting to actually be there and see other lawyers, talk to them and go with them to court or to the sheriff's, essentially job shadowing them, that was an invaluable experience. And
I can imagine. That's like you've pictured something in your head, but actually living in it and experiencing it, it's so much different. And you kind of get a real feel on how it is.
Yeah.
And not like what Suits is showing you.
Oh, my
or
goodness. Suits is lying to y'all.
Can I talk? I'll tell you, one night I actually came in and I told Zoe, Zoe, I want to study law. I want to be a lawyer because, and then she's like, oh, that's good, that's good. What made this? I'm like, I don't know. I watched Suits and it looks so fun.
Suits will make it look fun. Suits, How to Get Away with Murder. The other one with Olivia Pope. Scandal.
Oh, Scandal, yes.
Yes, they all make it look fun. It's a lot more.
Meanwhile,
they don't show them reading. All
I was going to say, and I actually said, it looks like a lot of reading, but I don't know. And Zoe was like, fam, it's a lot.
It truly
it's a lot of
truly
reading.
Is. Do you have any highlights in your career, Inga?
I would have to say, in my career, I've been through quite a bit. I've got to experience doing two plays at the Baxter Theatre. I've got to experience being on TV as a presenter, being on TV as an actor, and now being on radio. So I've really enjoyed all the experiences I've had in my career. And I look forward to 2022 because 2021 was kind of like, I don't want to say a slow year for me, but kind of a year of, you know, getting used to mom life. Because obviously it was pregnancy and then it was stay at home because, you know, of the pandemic and your baby and this and that. But I think in terms of career, I am looking forward to 2022 and the plans that it has for me.
Yeah, and I think that because now that you've spent this entire year basically getting used to mom life, getting used to wife life, and also like still preparing to get back onto the acting scene, if 2020... Oh, my goodness. I forgot what year next year is going to be. I'm so
2022. I just remember all the twos.
Yeah. Oh, that there are going to be a lot of twos.
Actually, all twos, 1-0.
Right, the 2nd of February is going to be insane. So many twos.
Imagine
in that
date. Imagine how the 22nd of February is going to be.
Oh, my goodness.
The 22nd of the 2nd, 2022.
Oh, I know I need to celebrate on that day. I need to do something.
Two.
But that's so great. I think you're going to have a really fun year next year.
Thank you. Thank you, Zoe.
So I would just like to ask you now, Inga, because now it's my turn to be
loving
the interview.
Loving it. You see how we're bouncing back and forth. I absolutely love this.
Same. So I just want to ask you if there are any highlights from your church life that you would love to share with the audience.
100%. I can honestly say that lockdown, and not even just lockdown. I don't want to blame COVID and lockdown, but this whole year has been a level of getting deeper and closer with God. Like, I can honestly say this year has been good in terms of my spiritual life. There has been a lot of warfare, but I like to say I love warfare because it means you're on the right path and you're going in the right direction.
We have a fighter, not a lover in here. Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, when you, and I just want to encourage you guys that when you go through warfare, it's because, and I know you've probably read this on a status or seen this somewhere, thieves do not rob or break into empty houses.
Oof.
So when an attack comes on you, it's because there's something over your life. There's something that has been birthed. There's a purpose in there. And my quote for this year was, as long as you're still breathing, there's still purpose. You need to continue with what you're doing. You need to strive to do more. You need to strive to go deeper. If you have been given a vision, write it down. And work towards that vision,
yeah.
You know, because the vision doesn't come from you alone. There's obviously someone who's planted it there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that that's very true. Like, ideas are not, they don't just materialize out of nowhere. Like, they come somewhere and then they get planted in specific people because I think that they know that those ideas know where they're going and they know that where they've planted themselves, they will be able to grow there.
Yes.
And yeah, I love that phrase you had about how thieves don't break into empty houses. Like, that's actually so true and very, I love
it. Exactly. It must mean you have something valuable inside of you.
Exactly. So next time you find yourself going through some sort of trial or tribulation, just remember that there's a reason why. Like, you're not just suffering in vain, you know?
And it's not just for fun. And I know a lot of the times we like to say, oh, the enemy does this and does that. And yes, the enemy is a feilgoed. But we need to remember the story of Job, that whatever Job went through, the enemy had to ask God's permission. And that's where it comes in, where it says God won't give you something you can't handle. So whatever you're going through now, God knows it. He knows what you are going through, because someone had to ask for permission to put you through that.
Preacher?
Okay, Zoe. Make me shy over here. But yeah, so I just want to encourage you guys with that. God knows what you're going through.
Yeah, that's so true, actually. I think it's honestly very valid what you just said about God knowing. And I think that's very important that people read the book of Job, because I remember when I was going through something very difficult in my life in couple years ago, 2018, I think, I really read through that book of Job and also Ecclesiastes, and it was a very comforting book to read, and I think there's a lot of value that can be found in those books.
Agreed.
Now, I would like to ask if there was a truly unforgettable moment from this year that you got to experience.
Definitely giving birth.
Oh my goodness, I don't think anyone can forget giving birth.
That has been the unforgettable experience this year. I'm telling you, Zoe, I don't want to get too much into the whole giving birth thing, but like, from my side, what I got from a lot of people was, did you give birth? When did this happen? It was so quick.
Yeah.
Guys, within 4 hours, my baby girl was here.
4 hours?
Within 4 hours. And not 4 hours of labor. It's like, I felt it. I went to the hospital. I was there, signed in, push, done.
That is...
It was not that I'm saying it was a painless experience, because it wasn't a painless experience. The pushing isn't the problem.
Yeah.
The contractions, the before and the after is a problem, like the stitches afterwards and the contractions, like, those are the problems. But I mean, while you're pushing, like, it's not too bad. But I mean, that was an unforgettable experience
so
for me.
So true. I mean, who forgets giving birth to their child?
Truly.
And you looked great. I'm so surprised. You look great still. You don't even look like you've had a child, Inga.
Why, thank you, Zoe. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
As you should, Queen. As you should. My unforgettable moment from this year would probably be when I got my first car this year.
Ooh.
My brother actually gave me his old car, but his car was...
Can I just say congratulations, Zoe?
Oh, thank you so much, Inga.
Driving into 2022.
Legit, with my dad in the passenger seat, because I don't have my license. But I'm still driving, baby.
Law-abiding citizen. I like it.
Must know. We don't break the rules here on 180 degrees. We follow them to the T. And it really was nice, because I had been believing God for a car for many, many years. Yes, I think I started believing when I was about like 19. Not because I wanted to have a car to just go out with my friends, but because it became an actual need for me. My parents were driving me around before. But, you know, the need to go out and be independent of your parents, especially as a 22-year-old young woman becoming an adult became too great. I needed to go to work. I needed to go onto campus. I needed to go and do some activities.
Yeah. Like the freedom that comes with a
yes.
car. And not being a burden. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, your parents don't see you as a burden.
No, they be saying that.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is some burdensome activities for them. So I can't even lie there. But it really was very life-changing. I think whenever someone gets their first car or even their first house, regardless of if it's given to them or if they work for it, there's no shame in how you acquire that, but I think it's really life-changing. This it has meant so much to me. It's been a world of a difference knowing that I now have this independence, and it has actually quite literally changed my life. So I think out of all the things that have happened to me this year, especially that being so positive, I am so thankful that I was blessed to have my prayers answered, and I'm so thankful to God that He blessed me with this car.
Sure, that is absolutely amazing. And you know, as we're speaking about your car and driving into 2022, are there any desires you have for the new year?
I think I tend to stray away from writing New Year's resolutions, if I'm being honest. But
same.
Yeah, same. I just like, I write them and then like I forget about them 2 weeks later. But I think I would just like everything to go according to God's plan. I want to finish fourth year, get my LLB, enter the working field, you know, become a candidate attorney, find work, use my car now do the work. I want to grow more in my relationship with God, because I feel like I say this every year, because I genuinely feel like with God, you never stop growing.
Yes.
Like, you never get to a point where you're like, yeah, well, you know, I hear from God every day, so there's nothing else I need
arrived.
To do.
If you have arrived, and if you are there, you would be dead. Can I just say?
You would have arrived at the gates of heaven, and you're not there yet, are you, honey? So there's still some time that you need to spend growing closer to God, and I will love to do that for the rest of my days. So every year, that it will always be my New Year's resolution, growing in my relationship with God. But what about you, Inga?
My desires and resolutions for 2022 would probably be Masmin and myself, we're looking to move, so it will be a
really?
New house.
Okay. A bigger house for all the children that are coming, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. But also, I would really love to, I mean, I'm giving happy health tips, but I would really like to work out more.
Yes, I think that would be really good. Like, you've spoken a lot this year about the benefits of working out, especially on your mental health, which we paid quite a bit of attention to this year from guests like... you know, Jess Celeste Robust, she comes to mind because she literally wrote a book about mental health
yes.
and her journey with it. So I think that would be really good. I hope, would you like to join a gym?
I was going to say, I think yes.
Yeah.
Because a gym will keep me accountable, because if I'm paying monthly, I'm going to be like, I don't want to waste that money.
Exactly.
So... yeah, I don't know. I kind of first wanted to convince myself I need to show myself discipline before I join a gym. Mm-hmm. To be honest.
So then do you want to like start off with like jogs or like doing home workouts? You've spoken about that quite a
yes.
bit too. So.
Myself and my husband have actually started with our home workouts. So we keep each other accountable at the moment.
Wow.
But I mean, it's not nice when the one is like, should we? And the other one's like, nah. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
There has to be that. Like, your personal trainer won't let you do that.
So true. Even if you don't have one, all the guys that just wander around the gym who work there, they won't let you do it either.
They won't let you do that. So that is something myself and my husband are working on. He has been very consistent.
Wow.
And I'm just like, I must go put her to bed now. I'm going to go feed her. I'm going to go do this.
I'm a mom now. I have to do these mom things.
Like, that's my workouts. Picking her up every time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, working out more is actually definitely on my list for next year. So stay tuned in next year's show to see how Inga's doing with workouts.
Yeah, I think we should put that a part of our happy health tip, actually.
Definitely. Like, where's Inga at right now?
Right. She can update us, tell us her steps for the day, what she did, her exercises. I'm excited.
Another thing I told my husband was, I need workout clothes if I'm going to work out.
But you can't just work out just like that.
I told him, I need a watch if I'm going to work out. And he was like, no, you first need to show me that you are doing these things, and then we will invest in your things.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like, okay, fine. Makes sense, I suppose.
That is so funny, and I love that. Ugh, I can't wait to see Inga halfway through next year, decked out, you know, athleisure clothing, smart watches.
I'm seeing it in the spirit, but my flesh must just get there.
I receive it. But wow, that was such a nice reflection session that we just did. I still can't believe that we are literally at the end of the year. It's crazy. So as we just finished reflecting, if you guys still want to send us anything that you've reflected on, please do it to 081-79-1657. And let's just head on into the Bible quiz section of the show.
180 Degrees on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Bible quiz. So we are in the Bible quiz section of the show, your final Bible quiz for 2021. So if you have not sent us answers,
oh yeah,
then it's time for you to WhatsApp us tonight.
Get that phone out, y'all. Get it out.
So the question for tonight is, how does Judas signal Jesus' identity to the Roman officials? How does Judas signal Jesus' identity to the Roman officials? You can WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657, or you can SMS us on 37988.
Now remember, y'all, Judas was betraying Jesus, so he wasn't like pointing Jesus out. He wasn't like, "Ayo,
it's
that's him,
him.
The one with the long hair and the robe. That's him. You can go arrest him." He had to be subtle. He had to be stealthy. He couldn't just do it just like that. So remember, the way he did it was very secretive. Think about that.
Very subtle. And if you want to look, you can look in Matthew 26, verse 47 to 50. That is where you will find the answer.
And let's just take a break with this fun song as you guys think of ways you can sneakily sell out your friends.
180 Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
Follow us on Facebook today.
I Am Radio.
So, the question we asked you guys was, how does Judas signal Jesus' identity to the Roman officials?
Stealthily, I hope.
And some of you sent us very interesting things. Some of you have sent us very interesting answers. And the answer, I don't like to leave you in suspense, in the words of Zoe. The answer is, he kisses him on the cheek. And that was found in Matthew 26, verse 47 to 50.
Now, that is definitely a very stealthy way to give someone away, because you're over there thinking, oh, they're just, you know, showing some affection. Can't see. Something else is happening.
Oof. But also, I'm also thinking, Jesus is like, you think you slick.
Right?
I know what's going on.
He was like, I knew you were going to betray me before you even knew there was an opportunity to betray me. You thought you did something.
Yeah. Hey, you thought you were sneaky.
Right?
But thank you guys for sending your answers. Thank you guys for WhatsApping us. And yeah, you did well for the final Bible quiz of 2021.
Now let's just take a little bit away at the happy health tip, the final one for this year.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
And for the final time this year, chocolates really are the true source of happiness.
Not a single lie was told this entire
year about
chocolates.
This entire year. So these next few tips are going to be tips for how you can be healthier in the new year.
Yeah.
Tip number one, set health-related goals. Goal setting is very important.
So true.
When looking to the new year, setting goals is a great way to set yourself up for success, especially when it comes to your health. Remember, when setting goals, you need to set attainable and realistic goals, because that is a quick way that you can fall and you'll be worse than you were before.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why would you make such extreme goals that you know you may not be able to, you know, actually accomplish?
Yeah.
And then that will discourage you further. And it's like, you are actually
capable.
You're
going to leave everything.
Exactly. Ugh, that's not fair on you. Just be realistic, guys.
Number two, improve your diet. A balanced diet can do a lot for your overall health and well-being. And this year we have spoken a lot about, you know, about a balanced diet, about eating food of all colors, having a colorful plate.
And just remember, just because your diet is balanced doesn't mean you can't balance some chocolate in there as well.
That is the balance.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That is the balance.
It's the thing keeping everything afloat. Just remember, not as much as maybe, I don't know, like some vegetables. You probably should not have that much chocolate if you want to be happy and healthy.
Hashtag we are not experts. Mm-hmm. Number 3, track your mood. Okay, so what does this mean? Monitoring and understanding your moods is a very powerful tool.
Yeah, it is surely a very powerful tool. I agree. Especially if you are a person who struggles a little bit with some mental disorders. I think that that is a very important thing to keep a track of.
Being aware of your current mental mood and situation is very important. So, yeah, that would be an upside to that. Number 4, improve your sleep.
Yes.
We all know the effects that a poor night's sleep can have on your day. Stress is one of the main culprits that inhibits our ability to unwind and end each day off and ease into a restful night's sleep.
Yeah, so true. I think we often don't realize just how much we need sleep. I mean, like, our phones die when their battery gets too low. We will not die. We're not that dramatic. But we won't function as well as
yes.
well if we are on a low, like 20% battery. You need to find time to relax and actually rest yourself, your brain specifically, especially if you want to perform at your best capacity.
We need to find that recharge time for ourselves.
So true.
Number 5, move your body for 30 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Sit less, move more. With shutdowns, people have been spending more time at home due to COVID, and it's easy to become comfortable in
yeah.
just laying on the couch all day. So set physical health goals for yourself and move your body at least 30 minutes each day.
Yeah.
Number 6, practice mindfulness. Now, mindfulness refers to the practice of continually turning and returning your attention to the present moment.
Hmm.
So don't always worry about the future and ponder on the past.
Yeah.
Practice mindfulness. Live yeah. in the moment once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the final tip that can improve your health for 2022 is declutter your space. Declutter your space. Out with the old and in with the new year. Make a goal to declutter and clear your space. And this can actually help you live and feel better throughout the year. Clearing any unused items within your space, that is a great way to start. And I can honestly say, why do you think people have these spring cleanings before Christmas, you know? Because it's like you're starting off a new year. You're starting off fresh and clean.
That is so true, actually. I never really thought about it like that, but my mom is one such person who really enjoys cleaning, and she likes to go into a new year after throwing away mostly my things that she deems to be clutter, and also making space for you to grow, because it's like when you've removed all of this essentially garbage from your house, you are able to, you know, fill it with new things that you would need, things that aren't broken, things that aren't like useless, things that aren't old and non-functional anymore. It's really good, and it's a great preparation for the new year. It's a great tip both for your health and for your life.
Exactly. And just like that, we have come to the end of the final show in 2021.
Right?
Zoe?
We talk about the bottom of the hour. This is the bottom of the year.
The bottom of the year.
It is insane.
Can you believe it? So we have had so much fun with you guys. Thank you guys for, I almost said for entertaining us, for interacting with us. Thank you for all your WhatsApps. Thank you for your voice notes. Thank you guys so, so much. And we will continue to do this in 2022.
Yes, yes, we will. We're so thankful. And the best part about this year is, though it has finished very, very quickly, you are still able to continuously watch what we've done through our podcasts or even checking out our Facebook Lives.
Mm.
Those of you who joined or who watched after they had gone live, we're so thankful for you. If you want to watch them again, you can find them on our Facebook page, which is 729 Copsa Consoles or 729 Cape Pulpit. You can type either one, you'll get it. Or you can find our podcast on www.capepulpit.co.za.
And for the last time this year, this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.